Hey, everyone. I'm Laura Adams. Thanks for joining me on the Money Girl podcast, where my mission is to help you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I talk about the importance of credit for your entire financial life. Even if you don't want a credit card or you don't want to borrow money to finance something big, like a car or home, your credit still impacts what you pay for certain types of products and services, like insurance, utilities, and cell phones. Plus, your credit is typically reviewed when you make an application to rent an apartment or to get hired for a job. It's also a factor in government benefits. So, no matter your situation, your credit is a major factor that you need to keep an eye on and need to think about improving if it's not in good shape right now. So, this show is going to talk about 9 negative items that stay on your credit reports. And even if you've got great credit, you might be surprised how many different types of negative items can appear and how long they can haunt you and actually hurt your credit. So it's good to be familiar with what those items are so you can avoid them in the first place and then understand what to do if you do have a negative item that's on your credit reports. So just to back up, you probably know that the purpose of your credit file with the major bureaus, and when I talk about the major bureaus, they are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They allow creditors and merchants to see a complete picture of your financial life and to evaluate you accurately. So your credit file is this living thing that grows as you have new accounts and new information. And it can shrink as that information expires and falls off. And it's important to note that a credit bureau doesn't make judgments or lending decisions. They simply maintain your credit report. And it's a history of data that gets reported to them. So the good news is that positive credit information can stay on your credit history indefinitely, and at least for 10 years. But the bad news, and what can come as a surprise to many people, is that negative information sticks around for a long time on your credit file, too. And this is according to your state's law and the Fair Credit Reporting Act. They set the guidelines for how long information can stay in your credit file. So in this podcast, I'm going to cover 9 key negative items that can appear in your credit history and for how long. If you want to review the information that I cover in this show, you'll find the notes for this and every show with all the links to every resource that I mention, plus the full archive of podcasts. They're over in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 539 called How Long 9 Negative Items Stay on Your Credit Reports. Okay, so let's get into what you need to know about the different types of negative information that can appear in your credit history and when they disappear. The first and probably the most damaging item is bankruptcy. Filing bankruptcy is probably the worst item for your credit. It's a federal legal process where you declare yourself unable to pay your debts. A bankruptcy gets entered into the public records. And from there, it gets picked up by the credit bureaus, and it goes in a section of your credit report that's just for public information. So the 2 most common types of bankruptcy for individuals are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13. I'll give you just a brief overview. With a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you agree, in exchange for your debt being erased, that your property can be sold to raise cash. Now, there are some exceptions depending on the laws and the state where you live, but this is terrible for creditors because they're probably going to receive little or nothing of the amount that you owe. So Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years after the filing date. It's one of the longest standing items that appears on your credit report because it is so bad. Now, with a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it works differently. You keep all your property, but you agree to pay creditors a set portion of your balances according to a 3 to 5 year repayment plan. This is less harmful to creditors when you compare it to a Chapter 7, and it stays on your report for 7 years from the filing date instead of 10 years like a Chapter 7 does. With either type of bankruptcy, They don't make any past due accounts disappear from your credit report. So those accounts still stay there and they get updated to show that they're included in a bankruptcy. And those individual accounts remain on your credit reports for 7 years. Okay, the second negative item is a civil judgment or a lawsuit. So if you have a delinquent debt, the creditor may file a lawsuit against you to try to collect what you owe. If you don't respond to a judgment or you lose the suit in court, a judgment gets filed in the public records and then it shows up on your credit reports. Depending on your state's laws, having a judgment against you allows creditors to take legal actions like garnishing your wages and seizing your bank accounts or other property to repay debt. So it's very serious. Typically, a judgment stays on your credit history for 7 years from the filing date, even if you pay off the debt. However, in some states, such as New York, they have a shorter statute of limitations that may allow paid judgments to fall off your credit report sooner. The third negative item is a tax lien. If you don't pay taxes that you owe, such as property tax or income tax, you can believe that the federal and state governments are going to take it seriously. They can place a tax lien on your assets, such as your real estate, financial accounts, and personal property. Just like with a bankruptcy and a judgment, a tax lien appears on your credit reports and has a seriously negative effect on your credit. An unpaid tax lien can actually stay in your credit file indefinitely, but the timing depends on your state's law. Now, if you pay a tax lien, it does get released in the public records, but it still stays on your credit report for 7 years. So those three items, the bankruptcy, a judgment, and a tax lien are the things that may appear in the public records section of your credit report. Now we'll switch gears and we'll talk about things that show up related to your actual individual credit accounts. So the fourth negative item is late payments. Having late payments on your credit reports is definitely the most common type of damaging data. They're typically recorded when you become 30 days past due, but it depends on the type of debt. For example, if your credit card payment was due on January 1st, but you didn't pay it until the middle of February, your credit reports will include a 30-day late payment. Even if you catch up and you pay the past due amount later, that 30-day black mark stays in your file for 7 years. This is obviously a disappointment to many people who mistakenly let a payment slip through the cracks. And you might think, well, what if I just close the account? Does that help my credit? Unfortunately, no. Closed accounts with any negative information stay on your credit report for 7 years from your original delinquency date. Now, a special situation is when you get behind on federal student loan payments. Those do not get reported to the credit bureaus until you're more than 90 days past due. However, if you miss payments on a federal student loan for 9 months, you're considered in default. And guess what? The entire unpaid balance of your loan plus interest becomes due immediately. So not paying a federal loan is very serious for your credit and financial life. In addition to accelerating your balance due after getting behind for 9 months, there are many negative consequences, including losing the ability to choose a repayment plan for your loans. You lose the ability to get a loan deferment or forbearance, and you can't qualify for additional student aid. Plus, your tax refunds, federal benefits, and a portion of your wages can be withheld to pay off a seriously past due federal loan. So always contact your federal loan servicer the moment you know that you can't make a payment. They can help you choose the best option for your financial situation. Okay, the fifth negative item that could appear in your credit reports is a charge-off. If you're seriously behind on paying a debt, such as over 6 months past due, a creditor may update the account status to a charge-off. And this is actually an accounting term that means a creditor gave up on trying to collect a debt and they reclassified it from a receivable to a loss. So having a charge-off account means that it's officially closed, but that you still owe the balance and it stays on your credit report for 7 years. If you pay it, the status changes to paid charge-off, but it remains for 7 years from the original delinquency date. Remember that your credit report is a living history that continues to show open and closed accounts for a set period. Having a charge-off is considered negative, but it affects your credit scores less as time passes. Item number 6 is collections. When a creditor charges off a debt, they typically don't stop trying to collect it from you. So the next step is to turn a past due account over to a collections agency. They either buy it or they get paid a cut of what they collect. Your account status changes to in collections, or it shows a transfer to a new creditor who purchased your debt. Or you may see two entries on your credit report for the same account, one with the original creditor that shows a zero balance, and one with the new creditor for the amount owed. And that's okay. It's all right to see the two accounts there as long as one is showing a zero balance. A collections account gets reported for 7 years from your first delinquency date with the original creditor. And as you can probably guess, even paying off an account in collections doesn't make it vanish. It remains on your credit report for 7 years unless the law in your state requires a shorter period. However, just like with other negative items, the more time passes after paying off a bad debt, the less it affects your credit scores. Having a paid collection account can be viewed more favorably than one you never paid. In fact, some newer credit scoring models may exclude paid collections altogether, and they may even exclude medical bill collections in the score calculations, even when they still appear on your credit reports. That makes it more likely to get approved for a large credit purchase like a home or a car, even with medical bills or a paid collections in your past. And by the way, if you've got some of these negative items in your credit reports and you're really looking for ways to rebuild your credit, or maybe you've got good credit and you just want to make sure that you maintain it, I created a free tutorial called the Credit Score Survival Kit, and it covers smart, legitimate strategies to build your credit no matter if you're starting out or you're rebuilding after hitting a financial rough patch. It includes a video, audio, and ebook that shows you step-by-step what to do. So to get the free Credit Score Survival Kit, just text the phrase credit score with no space, credit score, to the number 33444, and I'll send it to you right away. Okay, item number 7 is a settlement. A settlement is an account that you agree to pay for less than the full amount owed. It's not as negative for your credit as an unpaid account, but it's not as good as paying as you originally agreed. A settlement stays on your credit report for 7 years from the reported date, or 7 years from the date the account first became delinquent. As with other negative items, a settled account hurts your credit less as it ages. And another free resource that may help you if you've got old debt, you may want to go back to podcast number 398 called The Statute of Limitations and 4 Options for Old Debt. Okay, item number 8 is a voluntary surrender. If you take out a loan that's secured by property, such as real estate or a vehicle, you agree that if you don't pay the loan, the lender can take the asset to help repay your debt. But if you have a financial hardship, and let's say you decide that you want to return the property to the lender, that's called a voluntary surrender. For instance, some people would rather give back their car or their boat instead of forcing the lender to pursue a repossession. Problem is, you typically still owe the debt, even if you return the property to your creditor. If a lender can sell the property, their profit is typically less than what you owe. In that case, you're still responsible for the difference, which is known as a deficiency balance. The lender may send the deficiency account to a collections agency. As I previously mentioned, a collection account is listed on your credit reports for 7 years from the date you became past due with the original creditor. And if the creditor goes a step further and takes legal action to collect the deficiency with a judgment against you, as I previously mentioned, it appears in the public records section of your credit reports for a maximum of 7 years. Okay, our 9th and final negative item is foreclosure. If you've had many months of late payments on a home mortgage, your lender can use foreclosure to take ownership of your property to help repay your debt. Once foreclosure proceedings begin, the account is updated to show a foreclosure status. Like most negative items on your credit report, foreclosure is listed for 7 years from the original date you became past due. It has a significant negative effect on your credit scores during that time, even if you get caught up on loan payments. And you may have heard about a short sale. If you can't pay a mortgage as agreed, doing a short sale may be slightly less harmful for your credit than a foreclosure. A short sale of real estate is when you sell it for less than you owe, with the lender's approval. However, a lender may still hold you responsible for a deficiency balance. If you negotiate a short settlement, which is when a lender agrees to accept less than the original amount owed, it's shown on your credit reports as settled for 7 years. Once the reporting period for a credit account or a public record item has expired, the credit bureau automatically deletes it from your file. So you don't need to do anything. You don't have to submit a request for it to be removed. But I do recommend that you keep an eye on your credit reports and double check that they do fall off. And if they don't, you can always dispute the item. And of course, it's free to get a copy of your credit report every 12 months or as often as you like on many different credit reporting websites. You may be wondering if you can negotiate with a creditor or a collections agency to remove a negative but accurate item faster. In most cases, this is against their agreement with the credit bureaus to report accurate and complete data about you. While it doesn't hurt to ask for negative information to be deleted as part of a debt settlement, it doesn't typically happen unless there are extenuating circumstances, such as a billing error. To sum up, just about every negative item on a credit report remains there for 7 years. The exceptions are a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which remains for 10 years, and an unpaid tax lien, which can stay 10 years or longer, depending on the laws in the state where you live. So do everything in your power to keep black marks off your credit history in the first place and protect your credit. And if you're dealing with black marks on your credit right now and low credit scores due to problems with debt, I want to help you. Check out my new online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. You simply won't get different results with your money or your debt if you don't take different actions. So I want to invite you to take control of your finances by joining my super affordable online class. You get lifetime access, and you come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. If you want to learn more, just send me a text. Text the phrase debt course, DEBTCOURSE, to the number 33444, and I'll send you an email that gives you 85% off. That brings the cost of the course to under $30 for a limited time. You can also learn more over at lauradadams.com. Thanks for listening. To make sure you never miss a weekly episode, be sure to subscribe for free using your app of choice, like iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And if you're on Android, try out Podcast Addict or Beyond Pod. I'm at Laura Adams on Twitter. Connect with me there or send me your question or comment using my contact page over at lauradadams.com. And if you want to keep the money conversation going with me and a great group, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. It's filled with like-minded people who are reaching for and accomplishing big financial goals, just like you. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS to the number 33444. I hope to see you in class and in the group. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.